www.nz/randirana.
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical.
Ca consoi ai le-ar mogo Te-n-ați multului ce să tu cazai O să-i ce n-ai tu ce t-ai îngolo Chitea cu tata sunt tu gigirescai Doamne tu ce robot Meu ce n-au o scos chitezac Magira sona upai Rolul motos cu tai pai colci în îmbrăptat Dar a sodi omul tinsos motat La nasoul cu un castic cacat Cu chidiviti așetat Lomotul spus mai pai colșin botat Dar a sodi omul tinsos motat La nasoul cu un castic cacat Cu chidiviti așetat Aqui mai pai asa suka Pobrecie ta sunka kite zai tor Aulia por de san pasul orsa Da on pieta tu mai pai so valor Mai pai so mukta cha kalsa E di kona chan kurun zai na sor Murgia varoi mogan Ite mirish pet mane so dan sun che motir do Mai face cintat Și te jalear ca ca timpul schetat Ori de s-a naslet pasul Da un ietat Moca s-o valor s-o zmocat Ce lupi s-o da mai face cintat Și te jalear ca ca timpul schetat Ori de s-a naslet pasul Da un ietat Moca s-o valor s-o zmocat Mai pai puta cinta Soruta ca s-o cușină rau tamun O ce puta che la munta Urina slimul si apui sun Dar ce spus mai pai că pusta A s-o tacitai te boregun O ce si asta O garti la stat Magir munta cu taplomun Burghea mori de ce compai Tu o bai uito scut Cara n-a sonzai Tu le legi vitan S-a mă alunzai Burghea ce zori ca ce n-a cai
I hope that lovely song Mai Pai Cho Valor sung by young Chico has put you all in a nice relaxing susega danpar mood हाँ आसा हेक्टर आणि स्वागत करता तुमका सगळ्यांक आयच्या सुसेगा दनपार प्रोग्रामावर. वो प्रोग्राम गुड गायज आम्ही ब्रॉडकास्ट करता 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वर, ब्रिंगिंग कम्युनिटीज टुगेदर. इन द सॉन्ग यू हॅव जस्ट हर्ड, यंग चिको टेल्स अस that we should never forget all that our parents have done for us, and we need to have great respect for all the blessings we have received from and through them. Pray yetana ami matari jatana har ek munshak bogta mujhe vel sansara kabar jaun aylo kaun jana kedna voirtun apone yetele.
आमच्या तरणाट्याची जबाबदारी ही जाणून आसा की आम्ही आमच्या मालगाड्यांक मान दिवंक जाय, तांचो सन्मान करूंक जाय आणि ताच्या सांगात दिवंक जाय. ह्या जीवनांत तांकां आम्ही खुशी दिवंक जाय आणि मोरेपर्यंत त्यांच्या सांगात दिवन तांकां खुशी दिवन आम्ही तांचो सन्मान करूंक जाय.
देखून आयच्या सुसेगा दनपार प्रोग्रामर आम्ही आपोयला शांती निवेशच्या प्रोजेक्ट मॅनेजरक नेलिमा वेंकट, अँड वी ऑल्सो हॅव विथ अस दिस आफ्टरनून अंकल जॉन गन्साल्वस.
थँक्यू.
ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ रिचर्ड अँड बॅप्टिस्ट, इट इज माय प्रिव्हिलेज अँड प्लेजर टू एक्सटेंड अ व्हेरी वॉर्म अँड हार्टी वेलकम टू यू नेलिमा अँड जॉन.
थँक्यू. थँक्यू व्हेरी मच.
Nilima is originally from India, but lived in Africa for close to 25 years before moving and living in New Zealand for the past 20 years. She has a bachelor's in social welfare and is associated with several government initiatives for social development and specializes in work with the elderly and people with special needs. Nilima was ordered the Member of New Zealand Order of Merit, MNZM, in 2013, New Year's Honours List for a community work. Nilima is also a Justice of Peace.
Thank you.
Amcha sangata as Uncle Johnny asa.
Yo, very good. Thank you very much.
John Uncle, welcome to our show. Ani tuka ami swagat karta amcha show.
Yo, very good.
So Nilima, can we start off by asking you, what is Shanti Nivas?
Okay, thank you very much for inviting me on this show. We really appreciate this. Shanti Nivas Charitable Trust is an organization that was set up about 22 years ago to support the senior citizens and their families of Indian origin. And our main objective is to make their life happy and independent and in New Zealand. And we want to enhance their quality of life by addressing their needs, which might be in the context of social, emotional, physical. And, people who are 70 and over who come to a new country, what do they want? They want to settle in a new country and be happy with their family. And that is what we are addressing, and that is what we want them, that is how we want them to live in this new country. And that's there we are to support them.
Oh, that's a very noble objective.
Thank you. You try.
me aata ekka sushegat danpar on 104.6 planet fm amcha sangata asat aaj nilima the project manager of shanti nivas ani amcho khas sayro uncle john gonsalves melvin perez laments in this song malgade amcho kaal that the current generation doesn't understand the pleasures and fun that our elders had. Standing under the palm tree and having toddy, or brewing cajou fenny at home, or singing and dancing at weddings. With voices and brass bands, no doubt they feel so isolated today. Nilima, in all this background, you're providing them a very good place for them to enjoy themselves. Can you tell us something about your Shanti Nivas? And I think it was founded recently. Can you tell us more about it?
Well, if you say 22 years is recent.
That's not so recent. Yeah.
That's well, that was my understanding.
In the early 90s, when the immigration picked up in New Zealand, there were a lot of Indian families who came from India. And along with them, their elderly parents came to New Zealand because culturally we like to keep our parents with us wherever we are. So when these elderly came to New Zealand, they were completely lost because the families who came, they were very busy looking after their own families, younger children, finding a job, settling in a new country. That was a big task. And the parents came actually second in the list for them. So these parents who came, they were totally isolated because of the language, new culture. They didn't know the transport. They didn't know the systems in this country, where to go, how to go. So it was when the founder of this project, Mrs. Indu Bajaj, she was a social worker at that time in the government. And she used to often see all these people in her course of work. And then she started talking to these people, and then she found out how isolated these people were, and she thought, okay, let's do something to help these people. And she actually went home to a few people's houses, picked these people, and started this from her house, from her lounge, with five people. And today we have reached where we have about 200 people coming to our programs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's how it started, and we grew from there. Initially, the Methodist Mission supported us, but then in January 2003, Trust was formed, and we became independent, and we have grown from there, with the blessings of our elders, of course.
Yeah, I did not know it was running for 22 years. That's quite a lot of experience. Fantastic.
And it has really grown, as you have mentioned, from small steps, they say, like that.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
From a small social support group, now we've become a professional organization providing support, professional support.
That's great. Yeah. And it just goes to show you need to take small steps to reach something.
And like, have the commitment and passion to do it.
Like our radio station we are talking about. Yes.
Now, Uncle John, I'd like you to tell us something about yourself. Like, when did you come to New Zealand, and what was some background before that, your life before that, and where you come from? So just be really interested to hear about that.
I was in India.
Okay.
I'm in India, Bombay.
Okay.
I was working for Firestone, that company. And from there, after retiring, my son told me to come to... My son told me to come to Margaon, Goa, from Bombay to Goa.
Yeah.
Goa, I came and I stayed there about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then he told me, he says, you come to New Zealand. I'll take you to New Zealand.
So when did you come to New Zealand? How long ago?
I think about 7 years, seven, 8 years.
Right.
Before. And after that, I'm in New Zealand. New Zealand only.
Right, yeah. And then how did you come to know about Shanti Nivas? How did you hear
Shanti
about
Nivas, makal kone sangle. Shanti Nivas, Shanti Nivas, bore manan. Amchi kone shazaren sangle. Shanti Nivas, ekdam bore, tuntun sir member za manan. And now my Shanti Nivas, join zalo. And join zalo, and tisur osan, mantam, nyali pantasun zali, mag Shanti Nivas join zale. Pantasun zali.
Fantastic.
And Panto Sandy Kunantam, Shanti Nasan, Sogle. And Kide की नको जाणा जाल्या सगळे निली वांग चत्ता आम्ही आणि ते आमकां दाखवायचं सांगता सगळी गोजर
Nilima, we have been hearing a lot of what your programs from all our elders who are attending your programs. They love it. They want to go back to it again and again. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us something about your aging program, positive aging? That's what I heard from them. Yeah. But they were not able to give me a full blown out version of what positive aging is.
These programs mainly are targeted to seniors who are socially isolated. And, you know, these people come to our center 4 days a week in Onehunga, and where we run culturally appropriate, age-appropriate programs for these people. Apart from Onehunga, we also have a branch in Manukau, in North Shore. In the programs, when these people come, we involve them in various activities. Our aim is just not to bring them there as socialization and go back. We want them to learn something. When they come there, we want them to get confidence. So we have a physical exercise program every day, which everybody does, which includes Bollywood dancing and laughter yoga. And I'm sure John would say more about it. He loves doing the Bollywood dances.
Possible. I can also join you guys.
Yes, of course you can.
Because I take Bollywood exercise classes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I can help you out in that probably and help all the elders
Sure. I'll see you after this program. And the other things we do is we just, in the morning when they come, we have a universal prayer because we have people from diverse religions and cultural backgrounds. Although we are Indians, you know how diverse we are. So we don't do anything religious. It's purely social organization. So we have just thank God without any naming any of the gods. Yes. And then one of our seniors comes and gives a thought of the day. And then after that, we give them some community information of what is happening and when. And then we celebrate the birthdays of our seniors, which falls in that week.
Which is so lovely.
Yeah.
It's just caring and thinking about them, basically making them feel important, I think.
That's
all the message.
Some of the seniors get so emotional when on their birthday. They say this is the first time they've celebrated their birthday with 50 or 60 people.
Wow.
Or the first time somebody has sung a song for them. Because really? That age, birthdays was not a very...
Yes.
In India, it's not a very thing that we all did at home, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a very emotional moment for all of us.
It was like one of the days.
Yeah.
The birthday day was one of the days.
Yeah.
Probably you had a meat dish in the house, but that's it.
Yeah, but here they're singled out and they cut a cake and all their friends sing happy birthday for them. It's very, very nice.
So Nilima, this is Richard here. How do these people travel from their respective places to this?
80% of the people, we pick them up. And we pick them from home and drop because here the transport is a big issue. Although we do encourage people who have a gold card, they can travel free by the bus to come by the bus. But our average age is 70 plus and most of them have some health issues. And we get people from all over Auckland, from Manukau to Henderson. It's quite far. So we have our buses which goes, picks them up and drops them.
Yeah. So, John, do you attend these programs, Positive Aging? And could you tell us from your side how you enjoy it or what you get off it? Do you look forward to them every week?
I attend. Sadan Prasad, the Budwara, to Veta, Santinivasam. And now, I'm thinking, sir, Poyla Gelam, I'm going to Rajashing with us. Rather than my 10 dalimda my amka exercise dagita exercise karun shingita exercise dalimda ko magir dusra activity kiti ang hate dagili sangta and magir amka cha dita chao and some light snack or something like that and magir amka 10 dalimda magir jong dita amka fakat $5 jong patta and 5 rupaya madhe swagna jata $5
madhe that's all
bye bye
wow
pot bhi jong mata Bakri mein hota doon mashi baji mein hota soglan mein hota first class
shakuti
shakuti dita shakuti alda punte disa birmani kenaita disa te
shakuti kon ranta te ranta te koni
bali atta
vanta atta to
okay atta soglan atta
very good uncle
Any feni over there?
No, unfortunately, the city council venue.
No drinks allowed.
No drinks allowed.
Yes.
No drink allowed. I think non-veg. Non-veg allowed now. Vegetarian. So, no vegetarian.
Bari, okay. Uncle.
That's really nice. And Uncle, I'm so happy that you're talking in Konkani.
Yeah.
One of my objectives or wishes is that I will be able to after some time, I don't know much Konkani, but is that I will be able to learn Konkani.
Yes.
And I've already started doing so now.
Yeah.
So thanks for Konkani. Answering in Konkani.
Hector, tu atta fatapat sikta hai Konkani. Kain bhiya na ka tu shikon ka hai.
Mache
nahi.
If you know Gujarati, you can learn Konkani very fast.
Really? Okay. So now let's listen to a Konkani song.
Let's listen to that. Very well.
Santa Kotuba got a tea at the bar. Wokol put up mute of go. Uchinta plofuda. They couldn't care any city than I cut moche kata. Chitop tanka asona. Awi papai che kondo takana. Sosmota. Top nas lele gotta aui papai kotak mana Santa munon burgiani boje taina katraga Tanche icona torcheria, tuts porto toloi. Aui papai cocina tu, udara turo toloi. Ide que legai muron, shouta tu chintoloi. Casar sa toloi zaler chiru orsani asun zailan. Jetas tu ja sobon zai polo munto smogan. Orsani vole asle tuje orsan diuche naman tujat atan ton puru gena kai sogle zana zan Kite karan, no shipte o boroita fosan orung me ona toran. Soy di ko itilio tu jagaran, kasar sa chedya waran. Tante alagi kasar sa le ru borau kona chadara. Chedu achi mai tu kambulo itili, sai tendi tamun garan. Aoi papai je utra kris. Di manas tolo sharan chidu manchu mayu chinta supong aplya chiza babdari sun suse katam gili tu chakanan mara mari upran koslos pai dona ek porza tos tu kazari udar poro za tolo awi papai che ai kotu
তুমি আতাই কথা সুচেগা দনপার অন 104.6 প্ল্যানেট এফএম আমচা সঙ্গত আসা নীলিমা দ প্রজেক্ট ম্যানেজার অফ শান্তি নিবাস এন্ড আমসো আঙ্কল জন কনসালভিস আমচো আজ সো সৈরো মগাল দিক সৈরো
Nilima, I was very happy to hear about you describing the positive aging program. And from what I've heard from some people in the community, there are a lot of other activities which you have where you promote this objective of positive aging. Mm-hmm. So could you elaborate a little more on that? And is there any way you try to get the elders involved in the community by doing things and using their vast knowledge of experience? And
yeah, definitely. Basically we provide a platform for them to do whatever they want. We do a lot of health promotions, so that first of all we teach them how to live happily in New Zealand, how to reduce the generation gap here, how do you live with families happily. And apart from that, we do a lot of projects. We have a project called a knitting project, where the seniors knit clothes and give it to as a donation to the Middlemore Foundation.
So that's what the elders do.
So and we involve them in that.
They are giving
them an opportunity to participate and feel wanted.
Very
and that they're not discarded and they're not unwanted.
Right.
So we involve them in various projects. Like when we have celebrations, we don't call anybody from outside. It is them that do the whole program. They can sing, dance, recite poem, whatever. And we have people from different walks of life, right from a housewife, uneducated, to a very highly educated doctors, lawyers. So for us, it is a challenge to find something to do for everybody to do. It's a big challenge.
And common.
Yeah,
basically, it becomes very difficult.
And meet in a common place. But yeah, somehow we try to do the best. And we take that experience these people bring and we ask them actually, what else do they want? What would they be interested in? And it is actually, every day is a learning for us as well.
Yeah.
And I think we are very, very privileged to be working with our elders because of the knowledge and the wisdom they get us. I'm a changed person today.
Really?
I'm a changed person
but
today.
But it's so true that what you're giving and you're receiving at the same time.
Yeah.
And it proves that saying that,
the more you give, the more you receive.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And there is another project which we do with the police. It's called Community Safety Ambassadors Project. And I would like John to say a little bit more about that because he volunteers for that project.
Oh, that's good.
Fantastic. John Uncle.
Community Safety Ambassador. I'm the member of today. And I'm Sadan Betan, sir. Every once in a month, they are calling. I'm camp with us. And I'm Betan. And I go awesome song and leaflet and that. And paper and then I'm going to sing that the sound of me. And police amcha bara bara asta thode party asta thode asna pun ami chotat amka uniform ditat
okay
diploma ditat amka certificate majhe london certificate hat
very good
and you're part of the police force.
Yeah. And don participate and dogna police asta ki don asta ki na ek asta police ani go magi solin dalem to gam kam magi kenne kenne te party ditat cha ditat boje ani gende na kham kham
अरे अंकल तुम का डांडो ही देता
डांडो
देना पुलिस वशन डांडो देना
ना 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 पुलिस आम के बराबर रास्ता
हां बराबर रास्ता
बराबर रास्ता पुलिस गेव नाम का सोगला मुनि होगा बोंदा कितना
न्यू मार्केट
में था सोगला बोंदा
डू यू लाइक इट
या वेरी मच हम एक दिन सोचता नाम दलेर हम का मगर जम पड़ो ना बिजनेस दे बिन नो सो कुछ जाए
ओके
दूसरे आमीन सेंटिनी वासन दायते सिंगतात दायते सिंग में नाम का हम कहते हैं सब पुलिस आता है बैंक का जाता है आने को वर्क ऑन इनकम डिपार्टमेंट जम्मू ने जाता है तुम कहाँ कितने में होता है निके हैं में दें कितने में होंगे ना जैसे अगले हम कहाँ संगत आने की एक और आमीन सेंटिनी वासन दायते जिस कटो मिनिस्टर रहता है मिनिस्टर रहता है न्यूजीलैंड की हिस्ट्री संगता तीस हिस्ट्री की पूरी कहे न्यूजीलैंड में ऑल लैंड की संगत
अरे वाह
सगले आम जाना
तो तुमका बरे सगळे सांगतात आणि तुमका सगळे इन्फॉर्मेशन मेळटा.
फोट फोणाचे मारूंक जायना, सगळे आमकां शांतीने गमता
गमता आनी सगळे गोत्तू जाता.
वय वय आमकां सगळ्यांक गमता, सगळे सांगता कोण फोट सांगता जाल्यार ती गमता आमकां फोट सांगता म्हणून.
Nilima, you have got various programs other than positive aging.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about those programs?
Yeah, as you say, one leads to another. While we started working with the Indian community and started getting close to them, we came to know about the issues they are facing. And then the issues like neglect and elder abuse, which is a growing issue in our community, unfortunately. And now I wouldn't like to paint our whole community as bad, but but the percentage of the cases we are seeing is going up. So that is what we are worried about, and that is what we are trying to curb, or at least create an awareness. So that's why we started this project called Khushi, which is our elder abuse and neglect prevention project. And personally, it's a project which is very close to my heart. The work we do in that project is a very sad project, so that's why we gave it a positive and a happy name called Khushi. And we've got trained social workers who work on this project, and we get referrals from the police, the community, from other organizations, and then we step in and try to help the families and the seniors who are in a situation of abuse.
So what's the nature of abuse that you see in the community?
Mostly it's neglect, followed by financial abuse. That's very high. So most of the time, some of the seniors who are not very much educated, they don't even know that they get a benefit from the government. The money just goes into the accounts of the families.
Oh, okay. That is what you're talking about, financial abuse.
Abuse.
Oh, okay. But I was thinking like they are trying to rob the money of the elders.
In a way.
In a way it happens, yes.
Yeah, to put it very subtly, yeah. And the other kind of abuses can be physical, emotional, you know. Mostly it's emotional, but we do see odd cases of physical abuse as well.
Okay. So where you say neglect, it's mostly like not actual positive abuse, but indifference.
Yes. Which is actually very bad, because that causes a lot of depression and stress in the older person, because nobody's got time for them.
Yeah.
No, all they want sometime might be somebody to say hi, good morning and good night in the night, even that if they don't have a time. You know, that puts them in a very, very stressful situation, and they get depressed and very, very isolated.
I know, I can imagine how a person would maybe feeling in a home. Everyone is talking to each other and they are there, but
nobody's involving them in the conversation.
And the social media doesn't help. Everybody's on their mobile except the seniors. So we are teaching all our seniors how to get onto the social media. We've taught them Facebook, mobile.
Nilima, amka sinkoi lang. Computer ko computer use korun jai paito. Ani ko mobile bhi tikko hai usar korun jai paito ya amka sinkoi lang.
Ore.
Jani ek minute dol lolo amka sinkong.
Ata tu Facebook ara sa hai?
Aam Facebook ara han.
Huh?
Aam Facebook ara sa.
Are wow. Bara?
Yeah.
I'll take a message that time again.
Do you use WhatsApp, uncle?
Yeah, I WhatsApp user.
Oh, great. So you're connected.
And I'm ten Nilima and Jyoti. She's the best. She's ekdom chal bari manis. Kita taka tenya chok dog ta kan sto ta sta te kan sonu godal sangta.
Aha.
Un sokle apne kam sarke gutta. And to kas chosmai ta bi ekdom bari an sangta bi bari. She is very best.
Does she crack jokes, some jokes?
No joke, but she's smiling.
Oh. Yeah, always smiling.
No, because if there were some jokes, I would have asked you to share with us.
Uncle, you're praising Jyoti when Nilima is here.
That's fine.
Nilima
that's fine. It's all teamwork.
Teamwork. Let's get back.
Dogaimanchan and Hatni.
Uh-huh.
Nilima and Jyoti.
Uh-huh. Fantastic.
Jyoti is our coordinator and she does a great job with the seniors. She's more in touch with them.
Tell us more about the other programs, such as Dosti and Sneha, which you just mentioned to us.
Okay. Dosti program is our outreach program. It is a program where we train our volunteers and send them to people who cannot access these programs, who don't come to the programs.
Okay.
They can be housebound due to health or disability or whatever reason. So these people are totally isolated. They have no connection with the community. So we train our volunteers, and we put them through a police clearance, and then we send them, we match them according to their age and gender and, you know, their likes and dislikes.
Okay.
And again, in that project, a lot of senior citizens volunteer as a volunteer.
So that's great. So you have got, I mean, inbuilt volunteers doing the same helping them out and all. Yeah, that's exciting.
We are extending that program now to the rest homes, because a lot of our people who are in the rest homes are socially isolated as well because of the language and, you know, the culture there. And our next step is to extend this program to the prisons, which is still in the drafting stage.
Drafting stage, okay.
Because the research says that our prisoners have got no support. Mm-hmm. And as a social work organization, we believe in rehab and giving everybody a fair chance. So that's our next step.
That's really, really great to hear, Nilima.
Yeah.
And what about Sneha?
Sneha is the Shanti Nivas emergency home.
Okay.
When we are doing this work under the Kushi project, we found a lot of times where we had to take out the older people from the houses because of health and safety reasons. Although that is not our first objective. Our first objective is to keep them back in the house happily. But by the time, because of the cultural stigma, nobody wants to talk about elder abuse. And by the time the case comes to us, all the fighting is over and everybody is on different paths. Mm. And it becomes more difficult, you know. And sometimes we mediate with the family and send them back to the families. But sometimes it doesn't happen because of the very fact that they are out.
Out.
So then where do we house these people? So that's when we thought we'll start this project. And I'm very proud to say this is a community-oriented project. When we asked the government for funding, they said there's no funding. So we went out to the community and the Ranchod Foundation came on board and gave us a house to run this place.
That's generous of them.
Yeah, and it's just been 1 year and we've already had 20 people pass through that house.
That is so amazing.
Even we didn't expect that so much, that house would be so popular, although we don't want anybody living in that house.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how the life is.
On that note, I would like to present to you a song called Ijabak Izarna. Mm-hmm. Means Isaac does not have pants. And here the sort of composer Mand Shoban is comparing the situation of an elderly person with that of pants. You know, you wear your pants but it gets worn out, then it remains at the back of the closet, or then it is used as a doormat or used as a duster as such. And so this is what happens as you age along, you know, you get pushed back somewhere, you're lying somewhere, nobody's paying respect to you. And I think when you mentioned about Kushi, it really brings out that fact that how people neglect. And so let's hear to this particular song.
It would be a good analogy to our program, basically.
Yes.
Kali ichcha bache shidid pazarna, ichcha bak izarna, teri tak bezarna. Ichcha bak izarna, mun ichcha mek bezarna, mad aaz kali ichcha bache shidid pazarna. Ichcha bak izarna, teri tak bezarna. I'm
पोते केले त्याई इजराचे त्याई इजराचे विचबक इजरना तरी तक बेजरना विचबक इजरना मुन विचमेक बेजरना मन आजिकाल विचबचे शितिद पाजरना विचबक इजरना तरी तक बेजरना
तुम्ही आता ऐकत आल्यात इजा बाकीजार ना सुशेगा दनपार प्रोग्रामर 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम आवयर आणि आमच्या सांगात आज असा नेलिमा द प्रोजेक्ट मॅनेजर ऑफ शांती निवास आणि आमचो सैरो जॉन गोन्साल्वीस अंकल जॉन गोन्साल्वीस अंकल तू आमकां सांग तू बॉम्बेंत रावलाय ताच्या उपरांत तू गोंयांत रावलाय आनी मागीर आतां न्युझिलंडांत आयलाय आनी न्युझिलंड तू 5 वर्सां जावन ह्या शांती निवासान रेग्युलरली बुधवाराचे येताय तू तुका ह्या न्युझिलंडांत आनी ह्या शांती निवासाना मदे रावन तुका कशें भोगता आतां
शांती निवासान म्हाका एकदम बरें आसा शांती निवासान रावल्लें सगळें आमकां कोता सगळें सांगता जायते फ्रेंड मेळ्ळे म्हाका जायते फ्रेंड आहा थंयसर आनी तेंचे मातीन सगळ्यो गजाल कोता भायली भितर गोंयांत कितें आसा बोंबायेंत कितें आसा गोंयांत न्युझिलंड कितें आसा गोंयता तें सगळें म्हाका कोता
तो तूं आतां बारीक खुशी आसाय
आतां एकदम खुशी हांव
एकदम खुशी आसाय इंडिया कसून परते आतां विचार येता
बरें लागून इंडिया कसून आनीक एक दीस न्युझिलंड शांती वचान जायत
वेरी गुड
म्हजी बायल म्हजे शिवाय भायर वचना
ओके
आनी शांती वचून जाय जायत ते म्हाका सोडून मेता
ओके
एकलीच गेली हांव पावना जाले
तुका ते शांती निवासान तुजे गर्लफ्रेंड्स आहात ते
ना ना
बायले गर्लफ्रेंड्स ना
डेफिनेटली तुजे बायल एक बॉयफ्रेंड आहा तो धांवता ती धांवता ते
Nilima, I'd like to ask you a question. Now we are moving into the last part of our program.
Mm-hmm.
And about, as you know, nothing moves without money.
Of course.
So how if I may ask, how are your activities funded? What is the source of finance?
Mostly it is funded by the government, and we do put in applications for various other philanthropic organizations as well. But it is a big struggle. It is a big struggle today to keep an organization, charitable organization, running. Because you never know which application is successful, which is turned down. Most of them are turned down. But what keeps us going is the passion and commitment of the team at Shanti Nivas and the management and the board of trustees who give us that, you know, courage that, okay, you can go on. So every year is a struggle. What actually is lacking is the community support. You know, if we had the support, more support of the community, we can do much more, much big programs and more, create more activities for seniors. As it is, we stretch our resources to the maximum. Unfortunately, our community, I don't know whether I should be saying this on air, but anyway, is more oriented towards religious activities. You know, they will give a lot of donation to the mandirs, masjids, churches and places like that, and the social services organizations are nowhere on the list. Mm-hmm. But that is one thing which we are trying to change in our community by creating awareness of the work we are doing at Shanti Nivas and what benefits the seniors and their families are getting out of this activities. And our first major victory was to partner with the Ranchod Foundation, who gave us this Sneha House to run as a project. So, and also then we had a challenge of bringing in the furniture for that house. So we went back to our seniors and said, hey, we want help. And they were the first ones to raise their hands and said, we will come and furnish that house.
Oh, fantastic.
So every spoon or every fork in that house was donated by the seniors and their family. So that's a good start, I thought.
So are you all a registered charity?
Yes, we are a registered.
So if anyone of our listeners feels motivated to donate something, will they get a tax rebate?
Yes, we are registered and they do get a tax rebate.
And how do they donate? In the sense, would they come to you, or would they have to talk to you, or somebody they have to call, or they have to just transfer the money? How you can get that?
A lot of information is there on our website, and also I think our bank account is there. Yeah. But they are welcome to call and talk to us if they want more information. Okay. And people who want to donate would like to know more about it, of course. And they can come and have a look at our activities, our programs, and they can come and call us and talk to us. Our number is 622-1010.
And your website?
Our website is www.shantinivas.org.nz. And we also have a Facebook, so please like our Facebook.
Fantastic.
So,
lovely.
Nilima, I hope that after this program, you get quite a lot of calls from our listeners.
I hope so too.
We are talking about volunteers, and you already mentioned to me that you get your volunteers from within. I always don't get volunteers for all such kind of activities because people are always busy. Mm-hmm. How do you manage or motivate your volunteers to come regularly and do what they are doing?
For our Dosti program, we not only have senior citizens as volunteers, we also have some other people who are on that project as volunteers. One thing is creating awareness of that project is very important, and keeping them informed and training and ongoing support is very important for volunteers. And once they click, then they stay on for a long time. And end of the day, the person who's volunteering for a particular project needs to have that passion for that project. Otherwise, how much ever, you know, you try, you can't get people. So this Dosti project, we've got very committed volunteers who like being with senior citizens. So not everybody likes being with a senior citizen, to be honest. So these people, and we keep in touch with them. We keep encouraging them, and every month we have a chit-chat with the volunteers. We have a regular meetings with them, what are their issues, and those kind of things. And we advertise for volunteers.
Thank you, Nilima, so very enlightening. And thank you, Uncle John, for coming us and joining us in this program. Ata ami amcha ya jivsacha sushaka dantukar program an kabar jai tailo. And a big thank you to all our listeners. Nilima would like to say something.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. And I encourage all the seniors who are listening to this program to please come and join Shanti Nivas for the benefit. And Dev Poron Karu.
That was well said. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Sujagat Dhanpar. Listen to it every Saturday between 3:45 and 4:45 PM. Inform all your friends and spread the message. The Konkani program, bringing communities together. You can listen to your online www.planetaudio.org.nz/Vishakha Dunbar/Saturdays/play. And do not forget to send in your feedback to us on goodguys@gmail.com. I'll spell it out, goodguyze@gmail.com. And also give us a thumbs up on Facebook, Vishakha Dunbar. We are looking for volunteers.
Stop!